reminder that video gives us that freedom is not free. It cost very much. You know, this being Memorial Day weekend, weekend set aside in America, we honor and remember those who have given the great sacrifice of their lives to give us the freedom. You know, this dates back years ago, started in a little town called Waterloo, New York, where the citizens of that little town dared to remember those who had fallen in the Civil War by placing flowers and flags on their graves. And it continued and it caught on around the nation, and as America entered other conflicts and wars, it continued till 1971, when Congress voted that the last Monday of May would be Memorial Day, a day that we remember those who have given so much. If you'll bear with me this morning, I want to do that very thing. This morning, if you're here and you've had a loved one who's given the ultimate sacrifice of serving this country and lost their life, would you, in their memory and honor, would you just simply stand? Amen. Amen. Now, keep standing. Now, those of us who are here today, who you've served your country in one of the branches, Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, if you've served in that capacity, would you just stand? Thank you. Thank you. You know, remembering it is such an important part of everyday life. Just this morning, as I was meeting with a couple of guys this morning going over, because Skeeter's not here this morning, I was trying to remember something, and I was having trouble remembering. Here I am preaching on remembering. So, you know where you can start praying for me for my memory. But think about it. Remembering is such an important aspect of everyday life. You know, do you ever have trouble remembering things? If you're hesitant and you're not quite sure, let me give you a clue. The answer is probably yes. Remembering at times is so difficult, but it's so important. Do you ever forget things? Yeah, we all do. I mean, just this past week, I was looking for something, and I knew I had put it somewhere, but I couldn't remember where that somewhere was. I remember having it in hand and laying it and thinking, I'm going to put it here so I will remember it. And I had trouble remembering where that thing was. Frustrating. You know, if I don't write something down, more than likely I'm not going to remember it. And the older I have gotten, the more apparent that has become. But here's the thing. I write it down and then forget to look where I wrote it down. So it's you know, it's gotten that bad for me. Again, the video reminded us as Americans, it's important for us to remember those who have given so much so that we can enjoy so much. I mean, in fact, because of the sacrifice of so many, we're enjoying the very thing that we're doing this morning, the freedom to gather together and worship. Worship and freedom. So I think it's important for us as America to remember those times, to remember those. But as believers, as Christians, the Bible tells us to remember certain things also. Psalm 105, the psalmist tells us, remember God's wonders in which he has done, his marvels and the judgments uttered by his mouth. So we're to remember those things. The Bible instructs us to remember those things. But I'm afraid, as I look at our great nation, and I think our nation is great. I don't think our nation is as great as it was. But when I think about our great nation, I'm afraid that we have become like Ephraim in the times of Hosea. In the book of Hosea, God said this in chapter 13, verse 6. As they had their pasture, they became satisfied. And in being satisfied, their heart became proud. Therefore, they forgot me. If that is not a picture of America today, I don't know what is. As they had their pasture, they became satisfied. And being satisfied, their heart became proud. Therefore, they forgot me. You know, I believe it is so important for us to remember as a nation where we came from, how we got here, and who we are. But I think as the years have gone by, that slowly has left us. Remembering our forefathers and how they established this country on the morals and values found in God's Word, founded this nation on God Himself. But that's being denied today. I think remembering is so important. Our passage this morning is in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Turn there with me if you would, or you can follow along on the screen. Here in 2 Timothy, Paul's last letter to his protege, Timothy, he instructs Timothy to remember some things. Notice what he says beginning in verse 1 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things which you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses. These entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier in active service entangles himself in the affairs of everyday life so that he may please the one who has enlisted him as a soldier. And also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he does not win the prize unless he competes according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to receive his share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. And here it is right here, my focal verse. Remember Jesus Christ, remember risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus and with eternal glory. The first thing Paul instructs Timothy to remember is Jesus Christ. Now, to some, that may sound a little bit ridiculous. I mean, how could we ever forget Jesus Christ? But church, let me ask you, let's be honest with ourselves this morning. How often on a daily basis do we let the thought of Christ slip from our minds as our minds are flooded with so much information and so many things going on? And yet here Paul is telling Timothy, remember Jesus Christ. We need to keep Jesus Christ constantly on our minds, constantly in our hearts because of this. If we do that, we'll be less apt to get lost in the sin, to get caught up in the things of this world. If we keep Jesus Christ before us, how many of us here this morning, and I'm fixing to tell my age, but how many of us remember in the around 1990, the early 90s, mid 90s, the WWJD emphasis? What would Jesus do? And that's basically the thought there, was keeping Jesus Christ before every thought, every action in your life. You know, to ask yourself before you speak, before you act, before you react, what would Jesus do? Remember Jesus Christ. You know, in that beautiful setting that we have with Jesus, with his disciples there in the upper room, what did he instruct them to do? Do this in what? In remembrance of me. He was instructing them, as instructing us, to remember him. And I think it goes beyond just when we're partaking of the Lord's Supper. He wants us to remember him constantly. Here's the thing. If we remember Jesus Christ, we'll also remember our past. And what I mean by that is we remember who we were before Christ, and thus we remember who we are after Christ. Before Christ, we had no hope. We had no future. But because of Jesus Christ, we have a future. We have eternal life. We've been brought from death to life, from darkness to light. Matt was talking about light earlier. So I think it's important as we remember Jesus Christ, we need to remember, not only as a nation as we remember, but we need to remember as believers, as children of God, where we've come from. We need to remember. When I think about Christ and what he did for me, it makes me think back as an 11-year-old boy thinking, I'm in trouble. I need a Savior. We need to remember Jesus Christ as not only our Savior, but our Sustainer, our Creator, everything about him. Again, notice what Paul tells Timothy in verse 5 of chapter 1. He says, "For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. I am sure that it is in you as well." Paul was taking Timothy back to a trek of his childhood, but bringing back remembrance of things, of where it all began. Parents, do you see that process? I see some heads nodding, and I'm thankful for that. It's so important that we as parents remember Jesus Christ. But we need to instruct those whom God has given us, our children, those gifts, to instruct them so that they too will have something to remember. And here's what I want you to understand about this passage is the Greek word that Paul uses here is an imperative. And what Paul was telling Timothy, he wasn't giving him a suggestion. No, he was giving him a command. That's what that word, that imperative Greek word implies. Paul was commanding him to remember. But also the verb entails, Paul wanted him to keep on keeping on, moment by moment, remembering. Keeping Christ before him continuously. One, Paul wouldn't be there to remind him. Parents, we're not always going to be in our children's lives. One of these days we're going to slip on. So we want to make sure that we've given them that foundation. And that's what Paul was doing. He was instructing young Timothy to remember, to keep on remembering. You know, think about it like this. As believers, as followers of Christ, we must never, never, never lose sight of the person of Jesus Christ. The world wants us to. The world wants to throw everything it can at us, and it does throw everything it has at us, to fill our minds with so much stuff that we tend to kind of lose the sight and lose focus. It's sort of like looking through binoculars. You have to find that focus. And that's what we need to do. We need to make sure we've got our hearts focused in on the person of Jesus Christ, remembering our past, but also we need to also remember our calling. Paul was telling young Timothy this. Look at verse 6 of that first chapter. Paul says, "And for this reason I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands." The gift of God. Yes, Paul had laid his hands on young Timothy, but the calling came from God. I'm reminded of every time that when I go through an ordination service, whether it be ordaining men for deacons or the ministry, we may be laying on our hands on that individual, praying for that individual, but it is God who has called them. Well, guess what? We are all called to be ministers. God called every one of us. There's not a person here this morning who has accepted Jesus Christ as his or her Savior who has not been called of God. The Bible tells us no man seeks out the Lord, but the Lord seeks us out first. He seeks everyone. It is unfortunate, though, that some adhere to that calling and some don't. Dr. Tim referred to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 last week. And there Peter says, you know, he talks about the fact that God desires none should perish, but all would come to repentance and salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave that gift. And he gives that to everyone. And we need to remember that fact. That we are who we are in Christ, not because of who we are or because of what we've done, but because of who Christ is and because of what Christ has done for us. You know, thinking about those men and women who have given so much for this great nation, but then thinking about what Christ has given. John 15:13, no greater love than a man have than he, what? Lay down his life for his friends. That's what we need to remember. Christ voluntarily, in fact, he said, no one takes my life from me, but I give it freely. Freely. We need to remember what Christ has done. We need to remember Jesus Christ on a daily basis in our lives. Because the world and the ruler of this world, the enemy, doesn't want us to remember that. So remember Jesus Christ. The second thing that Paul wanted Timothy to remember, notice in verse 8, was the power of the resurrection. Remember Jesus Christ risen from the dead. I don't know about you, but would you agree with me this morning that life is not a piece of cake? In fact, life can be very difficult. I know it is for me. I mean, life can be a struggle at times, an intense battle and struggle. And it's just plain hard at times. You ever throwed up your hands and wanted to just give up? Yeah. We've all probably had those moments. It's because of all the circumstances and situations that we go through in life. You know, it's just hard to handle and manage everything on a daily basis sometimes that life throws at us. But we're to keep on keeping on. And here's the thing. Though we can't do it, God can. Amen? And that's the thing. God wants to do it through us. In fact, God doesn't expect us to be able to do it. And to me, that's good news. I can't tell you how many times I've just, you know, I've kind of thrown up my hands and not given up, but I've said, Lord, I can't do this. You're going to have to do it. I cannot do it. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to trust him and rely on him. For those who have gone through Celebrate Recovery, I love Celebrate Recovery. And for those who have gone through that ministry, that's the first truth that is learned in that ministry. Step one, here it is. We admitted we were powerless and that our lives had become unmanageable. How many can relate to that statement? Absolutely, every one of us. Every one of us. There's times in our lives when our lives have become unmanageable, unbearable. Have you ever felt powerless over something? Maybe a habit? What about powerless over a situation, a circumstance? Powerless over a relationship? If so, at that moment, you need a power greater than yourself. And that power is the person of Jesus Christ. That's what the resurrection reminds us. Jesus Christ is the power over death, over life, over every situation, over every circumstance. You know, in our small group our small group that meets on Sunday evenings, we've taken on that theme of doing life together. Well, when you do life together, it makes life a little bit more bearable, doesn't it? It makes life a little bit easier. And God never intended us to do life alone. Go back to the garden. He looked at Adam. He looked at everything he had created. And he said, you know, it's good, but man doesn't need to be alone. So he created Eve, a partner. But we're to do life together. And listen, God has given us not only one another, he's given us himself. Jesus says, I never leave you nor forsake you. He's not only given us himself, but he's given us a helper, the Holy Spirit, who indwells us to help us in those moments. He's given us his word. Doing life together. God wants us, listen, God wants us to live our lives not in our power, but in his power. And Jesus reminds us of that in John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation, but take courage, I have overcome the world. Now what does that say to me? That life's going to be difficult at times. He says right there, Jesus says, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trials. You're going to have difficulties. But don't fret it, because he says, I'll be with you always. I never leave you nor forsake you. And I've overcome that. So trust in me. Rely in me. Abide in me. John chapter 15, the vine and the branch. And you'll get through it. That's where our faith, that's why it's so important for us to remember not only Jesus Christ, but to remember that he has risen from the dead. The power of the resurrection, that we can conquer everything that we face through him. I love the promises he gives us in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. All who are weary and heavy laden, and I'm sorry I don't have that slide, come to me and I give you what? Rest. Rest from your troubles. Rest from your burdens. For my yoke is light and easy. Beautiful picture of two ox being yoked together. One may get a little bit tired, but the other one picks up a little bit more. Dear friend of Barbara and I's in South Georgia, dear godly woman, she had a vision one night from the Lord, and she shared this with us on that passage where God showed her she was dealing with something very heavy in her life. And she said she had a board laying across her shoulders, and Jesus was standing beside her, and the board was on his shoulders. And when she felt like she just couldn't go on anymore, Jesus bent his knees, and the weight shifted more on his side than hers. Beautiful picture of what Christ is talking about there. We need to remember Jesus Christ, that he is our resurrected Lord. Listen, if we remember Christ, if we remember that he is our resurrected Lord, then we remember his nature. What is his nature? He's God. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So we remember his nature. We remember the fact that he is our Savior, that he conquered death. He has given us a hope. He's given us a future. We remember the fact that he is our sustainer daily, giving us what we need, supplying our daily needs. Through his death and his resurrection, Jesus Christ broke the shackles of sin and conquered death. We don't have a fear. In fact, the Bible tells us that God did not put the spirit of fear in us. As long as we're in Christ, we have nothing to fear, not even death itself. What a beautiful picture we have there of the love of God. Listen, but it doesn't stop with just us remembering. I mentioned to us parents that we need to invoke this into our children. Listen, when we remember, I know it does for me. This morning, just to share with you, keep praying for Dr. Tim and the team in Peru. God is doing amazing things. He got a signal this morning and sent me a text. Said he was praying for me and praying for us here. But he was just sharing how the lostness that they were coming. They've been in 14 villages. And the lostness was great in the areas that they've been in so far. They had discovered a few believers. In fact, in one village, there was only one believer. And she was discouraged and downtrodden because she felt like she was all alone. But they gave her an encouragement, you know. In fact, she was not alone. Christ is with her. The Holy Spirit's with her. But just a little encouragement. But keep praying for them. But that's, I was reminded of that this morning when he sent that text, that yes, we are to remember. We're in great need of, I'm in great need in my own life on a daily basis of remembering Jesus Christ to help me in my struggles, to help me overcome that daily battle. But listen, we don't need to let it end there. When we remember who we were without Christ, and when we remember who we are now in Christ, joint heirs with Christ, children of God, then it should inspire us to help others come to that understanding so that they too will have something to remember, something good to remember Jesus Christ who saved them, who called them and who saved them, who brought them out of nothing into something. So I want to ask you this morning, how's your memory? Are you remembering on a daily basis? We have to remember a lot of things. And it starts from the moment we wake up. Sometimes mine starts before I wake up. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and God brings a thought to me that I need to remember. But on a daily basis, are we remembering the things that we need to remember? And that is Jesus Christ. Church, I'm there with you. It's so easy to get busy in the middle of the day of doing so much stuff. Good stuff. But to lose sight and to lose focus on the person of Jesus Christ. I mean, God has given us something. I'm thankful, and I didn't bring it for smartphones today because it helps in so many ways. I used to remember phone numbers. Now I can't even hardly remember names. But he's given us something better than a smartphone, than a computer. You know, a computer only has so much memory. You can fill the memory up of that computer. But he's given us a mind that is so unique, so special. In fact, I have a quote from Isaac Asimov. He said this, "The memory capacity of even an ordinary human mind is fabulous." I don't think fabulous is a good enough word there. He says, "We may not consider ourselves particularly adept at remembering technical data, but consider how many faces we can recognize." Anybody ever forgot a name, but you recognize the face? That was that gift that God has given us in our minds. And that's what he's talking about there. He said, "How many names call up some past incident? How many words we can spell and define? It is estimated that in a lifetime," and this just blows my mind, "a brain can store 1,000,000,000,000 bits of information." My mind may have that many, I just have trouble pulling them out. But I'm probably not the only one. How could we forget what Christ has done for us and what Christ has made possible for us? We do it in so many ways on a daily basis. I want to challenge you, church. Let us dare to remember Christ and his resurrection on a daily basis. On a moment-by-moment basis, let us keep Christ before us every second, every moment of the day. And let's just see if maybe life may be just a little bit better for us in the choices that we make. I found this quote from Franklin D. Roosevelt as he was proclamating and designating the Bill of Rights Day. He said this, and I couldn't help but think about Christ, but about the men and women who have given for this country. Those who have long enjoyed such privileges as we enjoy forget in time that men have died to win them. And again, as Paul looked, you know, wrote to young Timothy, I think about that quote and think about Paul saying, remember Jesus Christ. Remember he has risen from the dead. We enjoy the life that God has given us. But how often do we think about that great sacrifice that God gave so that we could enjoy what we enjoy? Again, Jesus gave us that great promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. But I question how many times have we forsaken him by simply forgetting him. Forgetting him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I come this morning. Lord, my heart is full this morning because of the love that I feel and have experienced from you. The great sacrifice that you gave in giving your son. That Jesus would die a horrendous death. Not because of anything that he had done. God, Jesus was sinless. He was spotless. But that's why he was able to do that sacrifice and be that sacrifice. God, I deserve to die. But because of your love, because of your gift, I live. And each person who is called upon the name of Jesus can live. God, let us not take for granted your love. Let us not take for granted the great sacrifice through the cross. Let us remember the great power that you demonstrated through raising Jesus from the dead. And God, the fact that he is at your right hand today. And God, at this very moment, he's making intercession for your children, for us. Lord, keep that visual before us daily. Let us not forget. Thank you, God. Thank you that we can love you because you first loved us. I pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.